This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Hi, this is Gary Wimple, your Farm Bureau Director from Hillsborough Township. Are you planning on traveling soon and want to save some money on hotel rooms? Montgomery County Farm Bureau members can keep their costs down with great hotel discounts. Save 20% with Choice Hotels and 20% off the best available rate with Wyndham Hotel Group. Advanced reservations are required. You can have these savings and other great benefits by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means savings.
At Farm Credit Illinois, our success is your success. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit Illinois knows what farmers need and want from a financial partner. We provide farm families, rural landowners, and agribusinesses with a dependable and competitive source of financial capital and risk management services. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, our focus is on serving you, the farmer. As the recognized leader in competitively priced farm loans and insurance products, farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for generations. So let us show you how our deep roots, long history, and wide network can benefit your farming operation. Find us online at farmcreditil.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to our member owners for nearly 100 years.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 343, up 4.5. March corn, 355, up 4. May corn, 363.5, up 4. November soybeans, 989.5, up 4.25. January soybeans, 997.5, up 5. March soybeans, 1004.25, up 5.75. December wheat, 5.75, down 1.75. March wheat, 518.25, down 1.75. May wheat, 529.25, down 1.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Technical buying at the Board of Trade and good export inspection figures for corn and soybeans helped to push prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 3 cents at 316 to 340. Soybean bids were 2 to 6 cents higher at 980 to 1168. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranged from 310 up to 330. Soybean bids were mostly 4 to 5 cents higher at 957 to 1237. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 309 to 337. Soybean bids mostly 5 cents higher at 965 to 1104, while the wheat bids were down 2 to 5 at 368 to 435. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 29 cents stronger at 1140 to 1265. Basis steady to 25 cents stronger on Monday, ranging from 150 to 275 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 558.80 to 606.80. That's up 30 cents per ton, with basis steady at 220 to 268 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 6 to 16 cents on Monday at 323 to 342. Basis down 10 to 20 cents at 1 to 20 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a nickel higher at 318 to 335, with basis steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 8 to 25 under December. Soybeans ended mostly steady to as much as 69 cents stronger along the river, ranging from 10.05 to 12.05, with basis ending mixed at 15 to 215 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 4 cents stronger at 343 to 348. Soybean bids were steady to 4 cents higher, with quotations at 1030 to 1090. Soft red or winter wheat down 1 to 17 cents, ranging from 405 to 406, while the Milo ended 4 to 5 cents higher on Monday at 323 to 328. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 298 up to 313. New crop soybean bids 949 to 967. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 303 up to 315. New crop soybean bids at 952 to $10 even. And the new crop the new crop corn bids in southern Illinois, those range from 302 up to 319, with new crop soybean bids at 955 to 978. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 156.35, up 7 cents. December live cattle, 159.02, down 22 cents. February live cattle, 159.70, up 12 cents. September feeder cattle, 229.25, down 22 cents. October feeder cattle, 225.85, down 7 cents. November feeder cattle, 223.75, down 17 cents. October lean hogs, 106.07, up 37 cents. December lean hogs, 95.85, down 45 cents. February lean hogs, 94.10, up 50 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 15th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 8 cents lower in the range of $90 to $104.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $100.72. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 50 to 55. 4 to 5 weights, 54 to 58, 5 to 6 weights, 57 to 61, and 6 weights and up, 59 to 62. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $66 up to $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,767 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 155 to 162, and on a dress basis, 248 to 250. Heifers on a live basis traded at 158 to 162, and on a dress basis, 248 to 250. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 255 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $108.85, and that was $2.28 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $249.02, that was 91 cents lower, with select carcasses at $253.28. That was 126 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 404,000. That compared to 400,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield and Scottville, $3.33. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.92. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.76. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.81. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.76. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.85. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.33, corn at Scottville is $3.33, beans at Greenfield are $9.92, Beans at Scottville are $9.81, and wheat at Scottville is $3.85. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Every producer knows that during harvest, time is money. To better serve our producer customers, M&M Service Company is upgrading several of our strategically located grain elevators to facilitate faster truck unloading. We have multiple locations, giving you the flexibility to haul to the closest M&M Service location. Call M&M Service Company at 217-854-2099 or toll-free at 855-769-5117 or visit our website at mmservice.com for all your grain marketing needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Becoming partly cloudy later on today, high temperatures in the mid-60s with light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, the high about 70. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy skies and warmer, a slight chance of showers on Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds, the barometric pressure is steady, cloudy skies, 54 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 0.2 inches of rain, a trace here at the Weather Center, and once again, 54 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Relevance in today's global marketplace takes more than words. It takes commitment to CHS. This commitment includes investments of $200 million in Illinois over the past 4 years. Across the United States, total committed investments exceed $5 billion, upgrading refineries, building the first cooperatively owned fertilizer plant in 35 years to supply your nitrogen needs, and much more. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, remaining relevant for you. CHS Louder Business Unit.
Seavers JCB sells a complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of S.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced more than $15 million in conservation innovation grants to 47 organizations to accelerate innovation in private lands conservation. Secretary Vilsack announced Monday the funding of $15.7 million while visiting an Illinois farm. The grants are funded through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and in part by the 2014 Farm Bill. Secretary Vilsack stated grants are critical in sparking new ideas and techniques for conservation on America's private lands and improving the environment. Grantees must work with producers and forest land owners to develop and demonstrate the new technologies and approaches. At least 50% of the total cost of CIG projects must come from non-federal matching funds, including cash-in-kind contributions provided by the grant recipient. All signs this fall point to a bumper crop, but this bumper crop is leading to what some are calling a perfect storm of events. Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association explains.
You know, a couple things, though, is that, as we mentioned in our magazine last week, and a couple other farm publications did the same thing, we call it a perfect storm. And we call it a perfect storm because all these conditions are kind of coming together to spotlight and highlight the weakness in our infrastructure in terms of movement of agricultural commodities. Number one, we're going to have a record crop. As far as we can tell, it's going to be a bin buster, as they call it. There's going to have to be a way to move all this grain. And we're going to be moving it to local elevators. We're going to be moving it to river terminals. We'll be moving it to train terminals. And then, there's going to be a lot going into storage. We know that a lot of it's going to be probably going to end up on the ground, unfortunately, because there is not enough storage. There are still people trying to move last year's grains out of the bins just because of the fact that they held on to it too long and the price went down, down, down. So they're out there trying to get rid of it. So you've got all this activity going on in terms of trying to move this grain. Once you get past, the trucker moving it, then you've got the issues at the river terminals. You've got the issues with the railroads. We're going to just have to watch see how this whole thing plays out. It's going to be an interesting winter.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And, barge terminals, they're not having nearly as many problems as with rail, but the problem there is the river needs to be at the appropriate height in order to use the barges.
Yeah, we have a couple more heavy rains, and then there'll be issues out there. I mean, because of the fact that, unlike when it's down real low and they can't move the barges are moving, here and there. When we get too much like this, you get fast currents, it's tough to tie them up, trying to get them loaded. And then there's restrictions on the river because the river's moving too fast and you can't control them. So, again, that pushes all the way back to the local elevator. Local elevators gets a phone call from the river terminal saying, don't send any more grain down. You got trucks that are loaded with grain. They're going, okay, now what are we going to do? And those types of situations. On the rail side, it's going to be an interesting situation to watch because of the fact that there have been some issues out there saying, is there enough capacity with the railroads, to move the grain? It's not an issue of capacity of hopper cars. There's plenty of grain hopper cars out there. The question is there enough power units out there to move those units down, downstream, as we call it, down to down south? And because so much has been going on up in the Plain States, up in North Dakota, South Dakota, those areas, there have been suggestions that a lot of the power units are up there and they aren't getting down here and may not be available as many as there have been in the past to move the grain. So we're going to have to watch that. Something else to watch.
Yeah, there's been some arguing up in those states over how the rails are being used, hasn't there?
Well, and it's a real problem up there if you're trying to move like wheat or something like that that's grown up there. Rail capacity up there is really being stressed by the fact is that with the dramatic increase in oil production up there, there is no pipeline at this time right now. There are no pipelines that a lot of these wells can have access to. Thus, they're trucking the oil out and they're put them in rail cars and tanker cars. And those tanker cars then are heading out and, they're on the rails and taking up capacity that maybe is needed for the grain. And I don't know if it's a war yet, but it sounds like that as oil production continues to increase and takes priority, that it may leave a lot of these grain haulers on the playing second fiddle. So that is going to be an issue down the road that we're going to watch real carefully.
And along with this big crop, there's going to need to be people who are going to be drying this grain, and we're going to need propane for that.
One of the things is that the harvest is a little bit late just because of the fact that we've had so much rain and kind of a cool summer, not enough, the growing days were less than optimal. But even still with the record crop, a lot of it's coming out right now. It's still with a high moisture content. We're in the same situation we were in last year. The fact is that a lot of propane may be diverted for use for agricultural purposes. Drying down the grain takes a lot of propane. What happens is that the propane industry then is diverting a lot of the propane that they normally use to put in stockpiles for residential use in the wintertime is going in right now to be used for dry down. So we may run into supply situations come this winter. If we have a cold winter, hopefully not, but if we do, We're going to be in that same situation last year of very tight supplies, limited access to terminals to get the propane, and even rationing of propane distribution. So, you know, our side of it, the trucking industry is watching it very closely because of the fact they do move most of that propane from the terminals wherever they're at and to get it on site. So just have to wait and see what happens. But it's, you know, it may be the same again. The only good thing we have, at least within Illinois, is that we did get some legislation passed that makes it a lot easier for propane haulers to move it without having to wait for exemptions and declarations and everything from various officials. So moving a group propane, at least from that standpoint, should be easier this winter.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.